I wanted to talk about the good puppy dog as we get started here. Number one, we have a roster of three dogs in the Dunham household right now. Our rescue dog is a part lab, and we're not really sure how old she is. We're assuming that she is 11 or 12. Our vet, when we first rescued her back in 2014, he estimated, based on just her looks and her teeth and how are they, you know, size up how old a dog is. I think teeth have a lot to do with it. He thought she was 4 or 5, so we're going to go with she's 11 or 12 as it stands now, maybe 13. But it's pretty concerning. A couple of days ago, she just stopped eating and didn't want to drink and didn't really want to get up much and had a hard time getting up. So I took her into the vet. And it was one of those things where she's a big dog. She is a big lab mix. She's over 90 pounds. I think she's 95 pounds. And she couldn't get up into the car, so I had to lift her. I think I threw my back out again. I tried my best to keep my back straight and lift from my legs and everything like that. But that's a really awkward lift when you try to forklift a dog or whatever technique you use. She is feeling better, and she is back home and on some antibiotics, and she had some sort of infection. Not really sure what it is, but hold a good thought for Miss Remy. Very, very sweet dog, and so glad we rescued her. She was just found running around our town covered in ticks, and just she was missing a lot of her fur. She was in really bad shape when we first got her, but she's been a really good pup through the years.
Rescue dogs are the best because they appreciate it.
Yes, they do. My other two labs, I don't know if they really have a great appreciation for how good they have it, but yeah, they're good dogs too.
They're pretty entitled.
They do seem to be somewhat entitled and probably not quite as sweet as Miss Remy. She is very, very sweet. But speaking of dogs and dog breeds, did you see the American Kennel Club, AKC, came out with the rankings for 2020. They released them in 21, but it's for 2020 most popular dog breeds. And for the 30th consecutive year, the Labrador Retriever is number one.
30 years.
That's longer than Landry and the Cowboys winning consecutive winning streak.
That's a huge run.
So I have a question. Is that based on dogs that are bred or just the most popular dogs that people have?
That goes off registered dog. Yes, it's their research. So I always wonder that too. And where does the mixed breed work in? I almost think they're probably number one, the mixed breed.
But you can't register them, so AKC doesn't have a record of them.
So they're not an official dog.
Because they're a little haughty, the AKC, they're only going with purebreds.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. But it does give an indication of what people are into, and it does show, number one, that is an incredible run for the Labrador Retriever.
The great dog.
Big believer. Yes. My labs were fired up to hear that once again, that they were ranked number one. Some people think they're overrated. I've loved my labs. I do think that sometimes people do overrate labs, thinking that, oh, well, you have a lab, you're going to have a definite great dog. I've known some really wheels-off labs that have behavioral problems, and you always think of labs having a real sweet disposition. Most of them do, but I've seen some labs that I've never been afraid of dogs. I've always had a kind of an odd claim, but I've always had a good relationship with dogs. I'm kind of a dog guy, but I've seen some labs that are, you know, pretty wheels off, and I don't know if I fully trusted them. So I think sometimes we tend to overrate. Oh, you'll never have a problem with a lab. Yeah, you can have problems with labs.
There's just lots of wheels off labs,
just like you can with any. And some say maybe they've been overbred because of that. You know, that they're so popular.
I think we're going to talk to one of those wheels off labs at 8:40.
Yeah. Wheels off lab.
Maybe a little drunk for St. Patty's Day and drunk on success of 30 straight years being ranked number one. Real cocky and entitled.
We are the show that talks to animals.
Yeah, we just talked to a turtle yesterday, for gosh sakes.
And I think that this lab we're going to talk to at 8:40, he's a meth lab.
Ah,
kind of. Yeah, it's a wheels off lab.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some lab results then. At,
okay. All right. It's going to be a good segment.
And we talked to that.
He's growing out his lab coat right now.
That's right. I can't think of a funny one to add on.
but another dog still going on. Up to number two this year in the 2020 most popular dog breeds is a dog we talked about a few weeks ago. Because it was Lady Gaga related, I do believe. The French Bulldog is up to number two.
Why are those so popular?
They just jumped the German Shepherd this year. I don't know.
I think it's a today thing.
What?
Really? Okay. Yeah. Explain.
I don't understand that.
A few people started talking about how great the French Bulldog was, and then suddenly everybody felt like they had to talk about how great the French Bulldog was, and then before you know it, all anybody wants is the French Bulldog, and they're afraid to say anything bad about it.
The ticket's own Troy Aikman has a French Bulldog.
Way to go, Craig.
Okay.
Way to go.
Let's call Troy later today.
Except for Troy. I think he's really just into dogs and what they do.
A Bulldog named Buster.
Hey, Troy.
Believe me, that dog probably beats Troy down.
We hope you're having a great offseason and everything, but we just wanted to inform you, you've fallen victim to the Tina Fey syndrome when it comes to dogs.
Fallen victim to what there, George?
I have a friend I'm seeing today that has three French Bulldogs.
Really?
Holy mackerel.
If you know a hipster, there's a good chance either they have a French Bulldog or they want a French Bulldog.
Really? It's a hipster thing?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
So I think that kind of applies to the whole Tina Fey thing.
Right.
Oh, we think this is the cool dog breed, so let's go French Bulldog.
You're saying Troy's a hipster?
No, I don't think Troy worries about that.
I want to see Troy with a hipster beard and wearing a beret. And
there's a chance that kids may have been a factor.
Yeah.
That kids may have been a factor in the Troy decision to go with French Bulldog. I don't know. We'll call him. Maybe we'll call him at 840.
Troy?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We have his number.
Okay. Well, give him a call. Golden Retrievers, number four. I mentioned German Shepherds fell from number two to number three this year.
They intimidate me.
Yeah, me too.
I had a friend who had a German Shepherd. Really sweet dog, but just never fully trusted it.
Could kill you in 1 second.
Yeah. Like when they would leave the room and it was just you and the dog in the living room, it was just a little frightening. The
dog's just staring at you.
Yeah, just
staring at you.
You know, I could kill you right now.
You can hear it thinking in German.
Yeah. They did have a lot of
Anytime you saw World War II, they always had lots of German Shepherds around.
Even on Hogan's Heroes.
Yep.
Did Hitler have one as a pet?
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
You think Craig
Ray says yes.
He did. Blondie. It was a female German Shepherd named something was started with a B.
It's Blondie.
Like. Blondie. There you go.
Hmm.
So my
why
question
does
wasn't,
know that?
Why
so
do you
crazy?
Know that?
Because I'm a disciple of Dan.
God, I thought you were going to say that.
Well,
Hitler.
Gosh. Yeah, it was a little frightening there, Trey Trey.
Because I'm a disciple of, well, let's just stop there.
Okay, so Golden Retrievers 4, Bulldogs 5, just Bulldogs in general, separate from French Bulldogs. Poodle 6, we had a poodle growing up that was a pretty good dog, Spiffy, old Piff. Beagles number 7, somehow they're in the top 10.
God, you rag on Beagles.
Well, I've had one, and she was wheels off. Rottweilers, number 8.
Intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
German short-haired pointers. The GSP.
You had to figure it out first.
GSP had to think about it for a second. I've seen a lot of them around. I know a number of my friends and family members have pointers.
Great dogs.
And, yeah, they seem to be really sweet. Really good hunting dogs, too. Dachshunds are number 10. Didn't y'all have one of those growing up?
Who,
maybe
me?
Not, yeah.
No.
Okay.
We had wire hair terrier, poodle, the big one, standard poodle, and a couple mutts, and then a boxer.
The wiener dog is up to number 10. They jumped into the top 10 this year. Funny dogs.
That one makes me look so uncomfortable. It's so deformed.
Yeah it is.
I think the wiener dog and the basset, they always have the chip on their shoulder, knowing that they look kind of funny and
slow. Like the wiener dog, that the legs are so tiny, they can't move at any speed.
They're faster than you think.
I guess because they got than four legs.
Yeah. Yeah, they scamper along okay. The Basset, yeah, there's not much there for speed. I wouldn't mind having another Basset hound someday. That was a great dog experience. The late,
you acknowledge
great
that's a wheels
Jackson.
Off dog.
Yeah, but he was so lovable, though. He was great. A lot of great bow stories through the years. So there you go. If you're thinking about getting a dog, you guys back in the dog market? Maybe?
Maybe soon.
I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, boy, being pet free is also really, really nice.
So you're not lifting a 95-pound dog and then getting the bill also?
Right. I've got the cats. I got those couple cats, and that's been awesome.
Yeah. That's good. I think it's good to have a pet. All right, 548 on the ticket. Something very sweet.